Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is an interview I did with artist Philip Tan and Jim Lee at WonderCon, which was held at the Los Angeles Convention Center March 25th, 26th, and 27th. This was a big show for DC. They had their big DC Rebirth press conference and announced the creative teams on the books for DC Rebirth, gave a little tease about what's most of the books were going to be about. So a couple of the words that were used to describe Suicide Squad were hope and redemption, not necessarily terms I guess you'd expect to hear when talking about a book starring a bunch of villains. So Philip and Jim were nice enough to sit down and talk to me. They're very excited to get to work on Suicide Squad, so I hope you enjoy the interview. Before we get to that, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, or if you're a longtime listener but don't follow us on social media, I'd like to ask that everybody do that. It really helps us out. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and give us a like. We're on Instagram under The Comic Source. Visit our website, thecomicsourceblog.com. You can find written reviews there, our sketch gallery. There's links to all of our videos from our YouTube channel. You can find previous episodes of the podcast. Really appreciate the support. It doesn't cost you anything to follow us on these social media sites, but it helps us have better access to publishers, helps us be able to cover more shows, perhaps get exclusive content in the future. So we really appreciate it, like I said. And also, if you know someone who's interested in getting into comics or have other friends who are comic fans, if you let them know about our podcast, we'd also appreciate that. I feel like our podcast is very new reader friendly. We're oftentimes recommending new books to try out. So you certainly don't need to be a longtime comics fan to follow our podcast and get a lot out of it. You know, there's a lot of these comic book movies that people are interested in these days that they go and watch. We always review those movies, sometimes filled with spoilers, sometimes spoiler free. So we, of course, note that in the show notes. So on to the interview. I hope you all enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source coming to you from WonderCon Saturday. I'm here with Philip Tan and Jim Lee.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
So the Rebirth book you two are going to be illustrating is Suicide Squad.
That's right. We're working with writer Rob Williams. He's an artist I've long admired. He's a writer I've long admired. His run on Martian Manhunter, Unfollow, obviously all the 2000 AD stuff he did at in England. Basically, it's everyone's favorite dysfunctional family of supervillains and how they are coerced and forced to do things on behalf of the U.S. government to save the world. And I think it really asks some important, interesting questions that I think we all kind of grapple with today, which is, you know, if you're a bad person but you ultimately save the world, does that make you a hero, right? If you are the enemy of an enemy, are you my friend? And it asks, can some of these supervillains be redeemed through what they're doing? And I think it's it works very deeply on that, on those levels and on those themes. But at the same time, it's a very fun romp in that you have a lot of very disparate type of personalities, very different, wacky characters that essentially are psychopaths. They're not meant to work on the team together. And a lot of comedy and dark comedy ensues because of that. At the same time, there's some really hardcore, hard-hitting action, and Rob has come up with a storyline that really has elevated a lot of the secondary, tertiary villains of the DC Universe and made them stars.
Yeah, now two of the words that were used in the DC Rebirth panel this morning that I wouldn't necessarily relate to Suicide Squad, hope and redemption.
Sure, yeah.
So
that's why we said it.
In a way, right? We all need redemption.
Well, it's all about second chances.
Yeah, it's all about second chances. Right.
So that, is that a way for you to make the characters relate, even though they're, you know, quote unquote bad people? We've all done bad things, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So second chances.
Sure, yeah.
We can all see ourselves in that way.
Right, right.
Now, how's the collaboration with Rob
Rob Williams been? Do you all get together on conference calls and talk about where the story's going?
We've Skyped. We've flown him into L.A., but he lives in England. He lives in Great Britain, so it's a little tricky to... the trickiest part is to just find an hour that works for everyone involved. But he is super collaborative. He is super prolific, and he's got a real keen mind and good sense of humor, which is important, I think, when you're dealing with these type of characters. And it's an absolute joy working with him. So, yeah.
So he's open to input, not just artistically.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's super open to input. And we've had long talks where I've just talked about like my favorite movies and why I like them, and can we lift certain thematic elements that I love in other movies, like Flowers for Algernon, of all things, and see if there's ways we can incorporate that into Suicide Squad. And he's been very accommodating and just really a prince to work with.
Again, ways to make it relatable. So
yes,
we
absolutely.
As fans
yes.
can
yes.
put ourselves in their shoes, even though yeah. we don't have these terrible, terrible powers.
Right? Yeah.
How's the flow of the artwork gonna be? Are you gonna trade issues?
You know, I think we're doing arcs for the most part, but because we're local and we're going to get together regularly, I see opportunities where we can pitch in and help each other out in deadline
Definitely.
Crunches, or even take certain scenes that might be vignettes or flashbacks, excuse me, and have the other person do it. Philip is a multi-talented artist. He's got a number of different styles, so there's opportunities to bring him in to do things that are in service of the story, but
exactly,
also help yeah. us out in the deadlines, and that's great to have. I mean, he's like a five-tool player. He's a secret weapon.
Well, it's I think the flexibility of us being able to kind of like play on the visuals and in the art styles itself, you know, it's one of the biggest goals that we have for getting on the project together, and you know, as artists, I've told everyone, you know, it's an experience I cannot pass up to learn from Jim Lee. But at the same time, I also think that this is one of those things where, you know, we can really create something unique, just because of the relationship. I mean, the work relationship that we now have, where we can be local and go over each other's work and, you know, help each other out with deadlines.
And the sum ends up greater than just the parts, right?
Yeah. Look, this is a first in comics history, doing a line of twice monthly books. I think it just requires a level of collaboration and dedication that probably exceeds what's happened before, right? So we'll see how it works.
Well, if there's one thing I took away from the panel this morning, DC Rebirth proved how much DC cares about their fans.
Oh my God, like, it's priority number one.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Especially with the lower price point.
I'm glad that came through.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I really appreciate the time, gentlemen.
Hey, thank
Looking
you.
Looking forward to the new Suicide Squad.
Thank
Great.
You so
thank
much.
Thank you, Matt.